Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 242 for Wednesday, January 27th. I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was stronger on Wednesday as advances in the Chicago soy complex helped the Canadian futures see a correction off of yesterday's lows. Canola is up $2 to $4, the nearby March contract up $3.60 at $481.70 per ton. Solid exporter and domestic crusher demand contributed to the strength in canola as commercial usage on both fronts continues to move at a record pace. Canola settled just above major nearby technical support levels yesterday, and that brought in some chart-based buying today. But on the other side, a firmer tone in the Canadian dollar did limit the upside potential. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans are up, wheat down, and corn relatively steady. Soybeans up 5 to 7 cents, the March contract up 6 at $8.83 per bushel. Soybeans were down yesterday and due for a bit of a correction from a chart standpoint. Strength in crude oil also was a bit supportive for soybeans. Weather issues in parts of South America were also supportive, with dryness still causing concerns in some areas and too much moisture delaying harvest operations in others. However, production out of Brazil and Argentina is still expected to be very large overall, and that limited the advances. Wheat ended down 6 to 9 cents, the March contract in Chicago down 8 at $4.76 per bushel. After posting solid gains in recent days, the wheat market was running out of steam to the upside with no fresh bullish news coming forward to sustain that move higher. Poor export demand for U.S. wheat continues to overhang the market as U.S. supplies remain expensive for international buyers. However, the need to keep some weather premiums in the futures, with many wheat crops around the world at risk of winter kill right now, provided some support. Corn, meanwhile, was narrowly mixed once again, trading within a penny of unchanged, the March contract holding steady at the close at $3.69 per bushel. Forecasts calling for a sharp drop in South Africa's corn crop due to drought issues there did provide some underlying support, while gains in crude oil also helped underpin the ethanol-linked grain. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, January 27th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin.